All right, Charlie, welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. Where are we at today?
It's an honor to be here, Miles. We're over at Clementine's in Bayview, Wisconsin.
Clementine's. It's a great little bar. Open at 6 a.m. every day of the entire year. Don't close.
Not a day off. Not a day off. And that, you got to admire that.
Yeah, they were saying on Thanksgiving they even are open, have people over, a little turkey dinner.
Yeah.
I got a pool table.
I think I got to start convincing my family to just say, screw it, we're not doing our own turkey dinner. We're going to Clementine's. We're going to have a turkey dinner there and have a good time at the bar.
You're
going
to convince your family to drive 8 hours on Thanksgiving down to Milwaukee.
Yep.
God. You know, I don't think they're going to say yes,
I don't think they're going to go for it, Charlie, but we're going to try.
Then that's the best you can do, Miles.
Yep, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, what's going on in your life? What have you been up to?
My car got repoed. It's a true story. True story.
Charlie, no.
Yeah, it did.
Your car got repoed.
Repossessed.
Now, I want to go out on a limb and say... You are too successful of a human being to be having your car repoed.
That's what I thought too, Miles.
What?
That's what I thought too.
What happened?
Well, I showed up into my driveway and the car wasn't there.
Are you sure it wasn't just stolen?
Yeah. I called the police and the police said, are you sure it wasn't repoed? And I said, yes, because I pay my bills. And then I thought about it. For a brief second, I almost, you know how at the end of your life, you know, your life flashes before your eyes. All the 800 numbers flashed before my eyes that I just ignored. And all those letters in the mail that who opens mail these days?
Not me.
You know, long story short, I thought it was
the mailbox. I grab the mail out and then I walk into my house and I throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, there's a longer story here. Like, basically, it was I was doing a deal with the car situation, doing a like kind of a brand type deal,
a brand deal.
And we won't mention the brand because it's not their fault. It's really my fault at the end of the day. And there was this gap period between like one. I don't know what it was. It was a vehicle. We were changing vehicles and then some paperwork malfunction where I was supposed to on paper be covering it, and somebody did tell me that at one point, and I said, cool.
So you got a new car and you just never made any payments on it?
Well, technically I didn't have to. It's kind of a weird thing. What happens, the lesson here, Miles, the lesson here for everybody is if you get a call often enough from like an 844 number or an 800 number, and you also get letters in the mail, you should at least either listen to the messages or open the letters. But I did make friends.
This is just the most Charlie Barron's thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
They brought the car back because it was a mistake. My mistake. But they brought the car back, and the repo guy was nice dude. And he drops the car off, and then he texts me right after. He goes, hey, are you the guy from TikTok? And I says, yeah. And he says, sorry about the car, bro. And then he goes, if you ever need a tow truck for a video, let me know.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit him up.
I can't wait to see the video on TikTok that's like, hey, we're going to repo Charlie Barron's car today. And then it's him day in the life taking it.
You know,
it back.
It's super funny when they repo your car, they put a number on it. They say number and then it's got like all these digits and they write it in that. What's that stuff that they write on car
like
windows?
Like window chalk or
window
whatever.
Chalk.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you're a badass. You feel like you just got out of prison, you know, riding down the highway with one of them. You feel like you're still in the orange jumpsuit.
Oh,
it's like, what's up?
Charlie, how old are you?
Age is not, you know, people can get their car repoed at any age.
I understand,
Miles.
But you.
Any age.
You're just.
Repos do not discriminate.
I think this is maybe a wake-up call, Charlie. It's time to start being more responsible.
You know, Miles, I think that as well. Really, it was. As soon as that happened, I said, you know what? If someone calls me five times now, I'm not just going to ignore it and like go to voicemail and not listen to the voicemail and delete the voicemail because it clogs up my voicemail.
Yeah,
my voicemail is always full.
Yeah.
And if it's a number, I don't know.
That's because you're not paying your car bill.
I didn't know I had to pay it. I mean, I technically knew, but I don't care, dude. I don't care. I fixed it. It was a me issue.
What did your dad say responsibility. About this?
Oh, I didn't tell my dad. He'd kick my ass. He would kick my grown man ass.
All right, Charlie. I want to hear your dad's speech to you if he does find out. When he does, you just talked about this on the internet now. What is the speech your dad's giving you?
You did fucking what? You know? That'd be the first thing. You know?
Is it a lot of...
You know, there's a lot of glasses on, rubbing eyes under the glasses.
Does this motion. He takes them off, cleans them a little bit, and then puts them back on. But then he shoves them harder on his face and smudges them again, so he's got to take them off and clean them again. And then you start talking, and then he gets pissed and just whips them off really fast.
Oh, I've seen the whip.
And then maybe he grabs them in his hand, and he's got the one ear piece sticking out, and he's pointing it at you. And does it do that?
You know what? I haven't seen that move since I was a kid.
I was gonna say, well, this repo move on your end is gonna see that move. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't his car that got repoed. He might. It depends on his mood. He might either be like annoyed that this is happening, you know, that I haven't grown up, or he might think it's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, Charlie, the way you're talking about getting your car repoed, it kind of seems to me that this is not your first time.
Hey.
Is that true?
Well, I've been towed many a time.
Repo, tow, same church, different pew.
You know,
it's all the same.
I say this about the repo guys. They actually have, it's a very fascinating job. The fella I was talking to was doing repo during the day. And that is the harder gig. If you're doing repo, you want to be on the night shift because that's where the least amount of confrontation comes. And I also think, and you might want to fact check this, but I believe that if you are in an altercation with the repo person, they cannot legally escalate sort of a confrontation. So basically, if you just drive that sucker off the truck, I don't think they can do anything legally.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending
then
you're
that. You're a man on the run. I don't know if that's
No, I don't
either.
Think you're a man on the run. Well, the bank. But the bank ain't the law, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're not the law.
Well, in some senses, they are, Charlie.
Nah. Screw the man, Miles.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
You know what? That's why Charlie didn't pay his bill. He was really sticking it to the man.
I just didn't listen to the voicemails, dude. Who's got time for that? You know?
Well,
I should have made time for it.
And it was double time by having to figure out where your car was. Is that why you've been Ubering everywhere?
No, that's hilarious.
Actually, I'm just putting two and two together. So this happened yesterday.
No, my car is over at my place, and I just have been too lazy to go get it. Because I've been at my other place.
Oh, he's got two places.
You know.
You got two places, but you can't pay your car bill.
You know what? Hey, I put the money in real estate, not in things with wheels that depreciate. Yeah. I think that's a smart financial situation.
I think that's smarter. Nice job, Charlie.
Thanks. High fives.
Well, Should we take some callers
or
what?
Let's do it. Hi, Courtney. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling in from?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Is anyone here from Sioux Falls?
Yep.
Oh, Miles is. I got a stand up bit about Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Miles is making fun of me for it.
If I was there last night, and he said, "Is anyone here from Sioux Falls?" and there was crickets in the room. But
here you are today, calling from Sioux Falls. So I guess it's populated by more than just crickets.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
So I bought my house about 4 years ago, and I live in a elderly neighborhood. So I'm the youngest on my block, and I live next door to two older retired ladies, and they are obsessed with my lawn and my yard work. And if I don't get it done in a timely manner that they like, they just decide to do it themselves. And I don't know if it's, if they're doing it to be neighborly or if they're doing it to be passive aggressive.
Well, here's my first question. Are they doing a good job?
I mean, yeah, I'm not complaining about it, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know if it's at night, like if they're just trying to tell me something, I don't know what's up.
You know what, Courtney? Have you ever asked them or had an interaction? Like after they do it, do you go over there and say, oh, thank you? Or do you just never talk to them about it? It's like a don't ask, cut grass kind of a deal.
That's the thing. So I'll see them outside. I won't go up to their door and thank them, but I do have their phone number and I do text them thank you. But it's gotten a little, like this last summer, it's gotten a little out of hand. Like they'll come over and do my yard work and then they'll text me saying, you're welcome for doing this. And I won't even be home to know that they did it.
Oh, wow. That's really, so okay, pull up your phone, read off that text.
Yeah, I'll find it. One second.
All right.
You know what this kind of sounds like to me? You ever play Monopoly, Charlie?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like, oh, there was a banking error. You get $200. And what do you do when you get a banking error? You don't question it because you're probably going to have to give the money back.
I've never gotten a banking error.
It's just like it's like a metaphor, Charlie.
Oh.
I understand what you mean, Miles, but I have the text. It says, you're welcome for the work we did at your house today, or didn't you notice?
Oh,
my God.
Damn, did they put a fire emoji next to that? Because they just burned your ass.
They are not being nice.
Wow.
They are not mowing your lawn because they're just had nothing to do and they thought they'd be nice. They are doing this because they think that you aren't capable of keeping up to their standards is what it sounds like.
It sounds like they're like, are they members of the HOA?
There is no HOA.
Oh, well, forget it then.
Well, they are the HOA. Yeah. You didn't know you had one, but now you know.
How did you reply to that text?
I was nice, and I said, honestly, I just got off work, and I haven't been able to look at it just yet.
Jeez,
but
Louise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you talked to your other neighbors? Are they finding, like, are these ladies just mowing everyone's lawn, or is they just picking on you?
No, they're just mowing my lawn, but they are kind, they are not afraid to give their opinion about something. Like a month ago, we had some new people move in across the street. And they went up to introduce themselves and said something along the lines of, hey, we'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't park your truck in front of our house. Oh, and you should probably also cut your weeds and your landscaping.
Damn.
So they're kind of always making comments. They're always kind of making comments about that stuff to other neighbors.
Yeah, no, these are very, now they're very passive aggressive, I think. They've got a lot of time on their hands. Here's my question. Do they live in separate houses or do they live together?
No, they live together.
Are they a couple or are they just old friends?
I don't know if they're a couple. They've lived together for about 30 years.
Sounds like a couple.
Yeah, I think they're a couple, but I've been too afraid to ask because it's kind of like a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing. But I am good friends with the people who live across the street who have lived here for that long. And they said that there used to be a third lady who used to live there, but I don't know if she passed away or moved out.
Well, so, she got sick of all their snarky comments and got out of there, I think is what happened.
This is really fun. This whole beef in your neighborhood, I think this is a lot of fun. Or just fascinating, I guess, is the deal about it. That how often have they been cutting your lawn, and do they ever ask for money?
They never ask for money, and it's probably about once a month if I don't get to it right away.
All
right. I'm not good about. I will admit I don't like yard work. I probably shouldn't have bought a house if I didn't like yard work. But it does never get overgrown. Does that make sense?
I'm right there with you. I cut my lawn only when I absolutely have to. I don't.
Yeah.
So here's what I would do if I was in your situation, and you know me, Charlie. What do I like to do?
You like to cut grass.
I like to stir the pot a little
bit. Oh, you're a pot stirrer.
How would you stir this pot, Miles?
So what I would start doing is when I do mow the lawn, I would purposely leave a few strips that I, air quotes, missed on their side of the property, you know?
Yeah.
You also could find a time right before they're going to mow their lawn and you just start mowing their lawn and do a bad job. That'll really get them fired up.
What if she does a really good job? What if she mirrors it?
Yep. No.
That would piss them off even more.
What you need to do is, well, it depends on what kind of financial commitment you want here. You're going to hire the best of the best in town. Lawnmowers, okay. Landscapers, and you're going to have them go to their house and do like the best job that you've ever seen done, picking weeds, doing the flipping the weed whacker over and doing the nice cut edging lines on the sidewalk and everything. And then you can text them and say, you're welcome for doing a really, really good job on your lawn. No need to thank me or pay me, but, I thought it looked really good afterwards.
And also, make sure when you hire this lawn service company, make sure they start at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So that's one.
Perfect. I'll get right on that.
Now, that's one route. The other route is just stop mowing your lawn altogether and just see what their limit is. You know what I mean? Like,
True too.
They may just mow your lawn once a week, and you can just if you're comfortable taking those passive aggressive text messages off the chin, but you're getting your lawn mowed every week. I think that might be worth it.
I was gonna say you could even piss them off more, and get one of those signs that says this is a natural lawn or whatever. You know, basically people who have overgrown lawns, they stick that sign in the front yard, and they say. Go slow, bees at play or something like that, you know, like make it a real, that would probably piss them off pretty good.
Go ahead.
Do they have a like pristine lawn or do they have like a gardening lawn?
No, they take very good care of their lawn.
Yeah. Like that'll piss them off
daily. But
make a hippie lawn.
I got another one.
What is it?
You're going to get a yard sign that, and you're going to make a fake business and you're going to name it something like Two Cranky Old Women Lawn Services. And you're going to stick it in their front yard and put their phone number on there. Ooh. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. She likes that one. She kind of likes the diabolical one.
I know. I think you can be a little bit more.
I do. I like the diabolical one.
So what are you going to do? What pathway are you going to take after we've given you a few suggestions here?
You know, as much as I like the diabolical ones, I kind of like to not stir the pot as much as I can. So I think I might just let it go for as long as I can to see how much they can take.
Yeah. Just stop mowing your lawn. They'll do it for you.
I think that's the route I got to take. And I've talked to some friends about it and they've been on the fence. They're like, well, they're just being nice. I'm like, no, they're being passive aggressive. I just know it. It's the text messages that really get to me.
You can feel it. You can feel it when they're being passive aggressive. Have you ever taken them over a casserole to thank them for cutting your lawn?
Yeah. I brought them over cookies one time. I brought them over a case of beer. This has been going on for probably the last 3 years.
Yeah.
They've been cutting your lawn for 3 years.
Yeah. I think you even got to take this a step further and just put your lawnmower on the curb with a sign that says free. And then that'll really piss them off. You're like, I don't even need this anymore.
Right, right. You're doing this for me. Why do I need this?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the move right there.
So I think you got a plan. Just stop mowing, get rid of that lawnmower. And I mean, you're living the dream. You got free lawn care.
Yeah.
It's like you live, in a retired community. You got free lawn service.
I pretty much do live in a retired community.
What do you think, though, if those gals called up this show, what do you think they would say?
They would say that they were being nice and they were being helpful.
Yeah.
They
would fold.
I mean, if they were calling in, not knowing you called in, they were calling in to talk about their neighbor, how they mow the lawn, would they say, but it's getting a little out of hand?
I don't know what they would say exactly. They'd probably complain about me like I'm complaining about them. But, you know, I don't know. But they'd say that they were still being nice and they were just being neighborly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they shovel your walk? Does this extend to the winter?
No. So sometimes they will help me, but very rarely in the winter. I have a very steep driveway, so snow blowing is not fun. And our driveways are so close together. Last winter, we had a really bad snow, and I was outside snow blowing, and a gust of wind came up and blew the snow that was blowing out, like was blowing out of the auger or whatever. And it blew the snow onto their driveway, and they were outside, and they were yelling at me to turn the thing, and I'm like, I can't control the wind. It was nuts.
So did you then go blow their driveway after that, or did you just stop?
No, I just stopped.
Yeah. God, that's actually great. So just keep doing stuff like that. Just little subtle jabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, definitely. All right. Well, I think we gave you some options, and I'm excited for you to maybe irritate them a little bit more. This sounds like they got
it coming. I'm looking forward to it. I think so. Thank you for the advice.
What's very funny is when she called, you could tell she was a little bit like frustrated, and now she's so happy that she has a plan to piss these people off. She's like, I'm going to have a great weekend.
It was a whole bunch of things. I was nervous to talk to you guys, and then now I'm just happy, and I got all these plans, and so we're all good.
Well, no, you don't have plans now. You don't got to mow your lawn. Yeah. You're just going to be chilling on the porch. You know?
She's got to get a for sale sign.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on the rest of your life.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Miles.
Hmm.
Gotta hand it to you. You have some good ideas in there.
Yeah. I'm all talk, though. I could never do that on my own lawn. I would never.
What would you honestly do in that situation?
I just would take the licks, I think.
Yeah.
I think you just gotta take the passive-aggressive comments. If I catch them mowing my lawn, I may go out there. Like if I'm coming home and they're mowing it.
I got it.
What if I was coming home to mow the lawn, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have neighbors like that. I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Great gal.
It kind of makes you feel like a piece of shit though. You know, someone else mowing your lawn to a degree.
Well, that's what's like kind of the offensive part of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like trying to tell other parents how they should be parenting their kid. You just don't do that, you know? So, all right. Should we take another one?
Let's do it. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. And I just heard a door open. So were you just trying to wait to get away from the house to make this call? What's going on?
Ain't going to lie to you, fellas. I'm sitting here at work.
All right. That's
as far as they know, I'm running out and doing an estimate.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Nice. Well, belly on up to the bar with us instead. Tell us your name and what's on your mind.
Yeah, fellas. My name's Tyson, and I just had a quick question on how I can get out of going to Disneyland with the in-laws there.
Yeah, wow. You are in a predicament. Well, let's get some backstory here, Tyson. Are any of your in-laws Disney adults?
Are any of my in-laws busy adults?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about. They're always wearing the Mickey Mouse ears.
They never shut up about Disney and how awesome it is.
They rewatch Mulan over and over again.
Let's just say they got themselves Disney Web 2023 t-shirts that they can all wear as a family out there.
Oh, my God. I would rather snort glass than do that.
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, well
they're going at near the end of October there, and I'm a big ice fisherman, so, and we usually get ice down here in Utah around end of October, so that's kind of my go-to right there.
What the hell?
Are you way up in the mountains or what?
It's about a 2.5 hour drive up to the UNS there, and probably looking at 2 to 3 inches of ice when going out there, but nice as rust.
You would rather 2 to 3 inches of ice? That's not like a ton of ice. You know, he'd rather go risk his life on some mountain ice than go to Disney.
He has to walk with his legs spread way apart so he can do better weight distribution so he doesn't fall through the ice instead of going to Disneyland.
2 to 3 inches of ice. Yes, dude.
He puts his pole in the water.
More adrenaline rush than I'd get in any ride.
I mean, that is, yeah, that's, the, I mean, I've fished on 2 to 3 inches of ice before, but I'm not far from shore. I don't even know if I have fished on 2 to 3 inches.
No, I don't advise it. I don't advise that.
Would rather. That's extreme ice fishing right there, dude.
Okay. Well, we don't want to be held liable for you fishing on 2 inches of ice, so we're going to pretend like you didn't tell us that.
Yeah,
Charlie.
We'll pretend it's a full five.
Yep. Okay. So how many people
That's
are going
I tell to, myself, how many, I'm a full five.
How many people are going to Disneyland or Disney World, and what is it going to be like? What are you walking into if you do go?
So we got probably 12 people going. We got my girl, her family, which is about 6 others, and then they got grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle going out there and all that stuff. Kind of a side bit on that, it was a Christmas present for the girl, and they said, well, we'd really like you to go, and it's been a big fight and everything like that, wanting me to go. And then, so they want me to pay for the Disney ticket, and then my girlfriend just got a Venmo request from her mom for $400 for the Airbnb. So she's paying $400 for her Christmas.
Oh, that's brutal. Wait. So this is, explain the relationship again. I forgot. Wife, girlfriend?
Fiance. Yep.
Fiance. Okay.
We've been dating about 3 years now, so they're like in-laws.
Wow. Okay. 3 years you've been, dude, you're signing up for a lifetime of this crap. Are you ready for that?
Oh, I know.
Now, here's the thing, though. You do kind of got to set. You do
have to. Worth it. I like
that. You do have to set the tone early, though. So this trip here is important. But it sounds like you've already been putting up a stink and there's been arguments. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Yep. There have definitely been arguments with the girl and the girl's family. She really wants me to go.
They don't want you to go?
Zero desire. Like. No, they would.
So you're talking. You told
babies, they don't. So she acts like she does.
So Peepaw and Mima are also going to this. I mean, I can't imagine that Grandpa's that jacked to go to Disneyland, or is he just happy to be out of the nursing home to do something, or what's going on there?
I'm not entirely sure. He's definitely. I mean, being at that age, I would want to be staying home in a quiet place. I'm already like that at 27. No, going to a crowd of people, I'm not sure what he's thinking. He's just been bribed or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to just see a whole new world. A whole fantastic point of view.
Although, Charlie,
well,
I would say that
Utah
it is a
family.
Small world after all.
It is a small world after all. But you don't know that until you take a magic carpet ride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you
about
had
how far my Disneyland
Tyson,
mountain, right?
Tyson, let me ask you this. If you had 3 wishes we could grant you right now revolving around this Disney trip, what would they be?
5 inches of ice.
Yep.
Let's see here. Three wishes. Ooh, I didn't even have to rub the lamp or anything.
No.
No, we're rubbing the lamp for you right now.
Miles.
Yeah, we'd probably ask for 5 inches of ice.
Okay.
Well, you already messed up the wishes question because everyone knows with the first wish, you always ask for more wishes.
That's rule number one. You can't do it. Haven't you seen Aladdin?
No.
Come on. All right, Tyson. Let's get down to business on this. Let's be real on this. You have made known your lack of Disney love to your fiance, and she has said, essentially, suck it up, you're going. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yep. Then
they're wanting me to pay for the tickets and the Airbnb, whereas it was a Christmas present for everybody else.
Okay, you got two pathways here, Tyson. You can either push against this and make a stand and say no, or you put this in your bank. You put this in your leverage account, and then you get a free weekend to do whatever the hell you want. That could be with your fiance. That could be just a weekend ice fishing to get away. I would start building the account with this as you guys go into marriage. You know, this is exactly what every marriage therapist will tell you not to do. But start taking score now.
Everyone knows that marriage is about keeping score and having leverage over the other person.
And this starts
right now.
A lot of leverage. So you keep maintaining your distaste for Disney, and then you going will just add more to your account.
And the thing is if you can actually have, because I'm gonna be honest, when you're going to go on this trip, Charlie,
you're going,
especially if you'd like to marry this gal, you have to go on the trip. But if you can get in the right mentality here, Tyson, and know that once, because this ain't gonna be their first trip that they're gonna lug you along on.
Be an annual.
That's where
thing.
I'm at, fellas.
Well, Tyson, you gotta get in the right mentality. You have to go into every single year knowing that you're going to have one trip a year that absolutely buys you leverage for the rest of the year. It is your penance. It is your one weekend that you're going to have to suffer through just so that you can go ice fishing whenever the hell you want. And you're going to live this until the day that you die. You just view it as you got to work an extra weekend.
It's basically you're working that weekend.
You got scheduled on a weekend. You didn't want to work, but you kind of have to because the boss said so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always a good go-to right there. Perfect.
Now, here's what I like about your fiance and your marriage, though. You said that she is worth it. And as horrific as Disney World or Land is, and I've been there. First of all, that place has mice. Second of all, the drinks, insanely expensive.
Really? Yeah.
What? It does.
The Mickey Mouse joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped it in there. I thought it was well placed. Parking is insane. It's nuts. It's not the happiest place on earth. I'm going to say that right now. But anyways, I like that you like your fiance more than you hate Disney, because you love your fiance more than you hate Disney, because if that equalizes, my God, that marriage is going to work.
It's one weekend a year.
Definitely. No, and it just sounds like a nightmare for a week. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Like a couple days at Disney is okay, but what do you do for a week in Disney?
Oh, God. That's not a weekend, dude. That's a full week.
Time out. You're going to spend
a week at Disney? That's like a prison sentence. And you got to pay for that?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to pay to go to prison.
Every day in that prison, you're going to be paying for like food. Overpriced food, and you're going to be drinking a lot on this just to be able to stay.
Whew. All right. Well, you know what?
Luckily it's California, I got a little legal. Hey.
Oh, it's California. You got edibles you can take.
I didn't know it was a week. So I'm going to backtrack on everything I said. I think you got to start looking.
Thank you.
I think you got to start looking for maybe a new mate. I think that, you know.
You just helped me because my girlfriend watches this show with me. So with, when you guys were telling me all this, I'm like, we can't watch this episode together. We can't.
No.
I mean, yep.
So I appreciate the backtrack on there.
Seven. Yeah, he's like, guys, I called in to help my argument here. And then you sided with her. What the hell? Yeah, week. No, I'm on your side. Week's too long. You got to find a way. Maybe show up, you know, 4 days into it. And then you only got a couple. I don't know.
You got, I mean, this cannot be an annual trip. You got to lay that groundwork now. I mean, that's too much for any person to handle. If this is a one-time deal, you suck it up, you put it in the bank account, you get to do a trip that you want to do, and she's got to come.
Yeah. No, what you got to do, because he's probably going to end up going on this trip.
Yeah.
What you got to do is, while you guys are there, you're like, this is a fun once every couple decades trip. I'm glad we're doing it now.
Fun once in a lifetime experience.
This is a once in a lifetime experience. I'm soaking it in now because I'll never come back here because it's a once in a lifetime experience. Right, guys? That's
well,
good,
I do have kind of, you guys tell me what this idea would be. So I'm in Utah here, so you guys know those Utah families. I'm the oldest of 10. So part of me is thinking, well, maybe I should see if we can go on a family vacation with the 10 of my siblings and family, take her out before Disneyland. And then at that point, she's like, that was hell. You don't have to come suffer with my family.
Oh, well, if she's, dude, happen. If she
It'll
suffers,
be revenge. Yeah.
Yeah, if she suffers with your family, you're definitely,
It'll
you got
be
10,
worse.
You're one of 10. I'm one of 12.
Oh, you guys are both mass produced.
Yeah. Thanks, Miles. Miles, you just stole my joke. Miles is mad because I made that Disney joke about the mice.
No, that was a great joke.
Oh, do you like it?
I missed it right away, to be honest.
Oh, nice. I think if you go on a family vacation, does your family do family vacations?
Family vacations for us as a kid was us going down to grandpa's and grandma's, and then we got to spend a week on the farm.
Yeah.
The older I've gotten, it's us helping grandpa and grandma on the farm.
Yeah. No, don't.
Not a lot of vacations.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Because then you don't have to pay for it. But you're already really paying for it. Ay, ay, ay. You're in trouble, man. Is your wife a Disney adult? Or your fiance a Disney adult? Is she like hardcore like that?
Not necessarily. She's mainly going because her mom is the type that if you don't go do something with the family, it becomes a big ordeal.
Oh, boy.
So it's easier for her to go spend a week in Disneyland and pay the money for the Airbnb than it is to deal with her mom.
Wow. Sounds like a codependent relationship, actually, right there.
I do not envy your position.
Yeah.
This is...
Maybe you go on the Disney trip, but she goes to an Al-Anon meeting.
We'll just say you couldn't get off of work, and instead of coming on Monday, you come on like Thursday or Friday and still go so that you kind of scratch that itch.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to be there the whole time. Maybe maybe commit to just less days.
Right.
Do you that might be a good compromise.
I think so. Do you have a demanding job, Tyson?
Not necessarily. I'm a sign sales guy, so I sell signs to people.
I love how I asked if
they're pretty flexible with all that.
I like how I asked if he had a demanding job, and as we started the call, he was walking out to take this call. So
yeah, he's at work and he's talking to us.
Yeah, so clearly not
that demanding.
You're a sign sales guy.
Sign sales guy. Yep.
Can you make us a bellied up beer sign?
You know, I would love to make you guys a belly up beer sign.
That'd be awesome.
Now, here's the question. Are we going to have Bush on there, or are we going to have your Lineys on there?
Well, we're going to order multiple signs. We're going to do as many as it takes to get you busy enough to where you don't have to go to Disneyland because you are working on our signs.
That's true.
There we go, Charlie.
Yeah,
we found it.
We got it.
Oh,
you got to work.
And we'll take the money you saved on that Airbnb and we'll put it toward the sign fund.
Yeah, so they'll be free.
It'll be free for us. Get you off the hook. This is a win-win, Tyson.
Yep. Yep. All right, we're going to order up some signs.
I agree.
And then you just got to work, dude. You got to bring home the bacon.
Yeah, this is a custom deal. We're going to shout out you and your business. I mean, this is good financial situation for your family. You just can't make it to Disney the full week.
And you said it's the end of October or beginning of October?
End of October. I was really hoping it was the beginning because then I could use the excuse of Charlie's show out there in Vegas.
Yeah.
Are you coming to my show in Vegas?
I am indeed.
That's awesome, man.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, here's the deal. We're going to place our order the third week of October, and we expect it before November 1st. So you don't have much time to work with. And if you got to work overtime and maybe skip a trip, then that's just what you're going to have to do.
That's just what, you know, you're doing it for the betterment of your future family.
You know, and that's true. I got to make sure that your podcast has doable signage there. And if I let you guys down, I won't be allowed to listen anymore. So,
yeah,
I think that's a great plan there, fellas.
All right.
So, well, Tyson, thanks for calling in. And thanks to your fiance for listening to this. And if she's really upset with us, have her call and we'll chit chat with her too.
Awesome. Well, I may be calling in a couple more weeks to give you all an update on me going on that Disney trip. Cause like you fellas said before, we all know I'm going to end up going.
Well, have fun. Have fun out there. I'm sure you'll find something. Do they?
You too, fellas.
All right. Well,
real good.
We'll see ya.
This is to lose.
It is. I hate Disneyland. I do.
The last one was there. It was like my sixth birthday.
Was it? Oh, yeah. You went for your birthday?
Yeah. I got a sticker.
Damn.
That said it was my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you excited? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I was six. It's like anything makes a six-year-old happy, you know?
That's really cool. Were you guys down there for vacation? Just happened to be around your birthday? Yeah.
Yep.
In Florida?
No, the Disneyland's in California.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Disney World's in Florida.
Got it. I always mix them up.
Yeah.
Same church, different pew.
Well, should we take another one?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie.
Hi, Miles.
This Sunday, you got to tip back two things.
What's
that?
You
want to know what? Your clocks and a glass of Tippy Cow.
Wait, are we still doing the daylight savings type thing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's this Sunday.
I think they stopped doing that, dude.
No, I think it's going to happen.
No, they don't do it anymore. They passed a law.
I know, but I don't think I don't think it's real.
Well, either way, we're going to be drinking some Tippy Cow. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, regardless.
We're going to tip back some cow and tip back our clocks.
If you guys are wondering how Charlie gets himself into all the mishaps, it's because he just thinks that they're not doing it anymore. And so he's just going to be an hour late to something.
Hey, by the way, dude, I was here early today. Actually, I was here 5 minutes late, and you were here 25 minutes late.
Well, so. I had to. Anyways, guys.
Tipping on back.
Tip your clocks back. If you tip it back, you at least won't. No, you'll be late.
You might. Yeah. Don't do it to a grandfather clock. If you tip that back there top heavy, yeah, it might fall.
No, do it to your analog.
Turn.
Yeah. Turn back time. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way,
and I will raise you up on Tippy Cow.
Guys, drink Tippy Cow. Yeah, turn the clocks Tippy back. Tip it on back with Tippy Cow.
This is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. Where are you calling in from?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, Kansas City.
Is your brother Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, I wish.
Just had to get that out of the way.
Okay. Didn't know for sure. All right. Well, Jackson, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in today. Back a few months ago, I was at a friend's house, and they live on some acreage, so we do big bonfire parties and just hang out. And, well, you know, I've been drinking, and I got stuck on the couch while everybody else was in the bedrooms in the camper they have outside. And 3 or 4 in the morning, I go to take my nightly pee, and I hear some loud music coming from my friend's parents' room. And I was like, huh, that's pretty weird. And then I started to hear some other noises. And the state I was in, I was like, what is that? And then it clicked, and I was like, oh. I was like, they're doing the dirty. with everybody here. And so now every time I see him, I just hear it every time I see him. And I go over there quite a bit. And so I'm wondering, how do I get that, like, every time I see them, how do I prevent from hearing that?
So you heard your friend's parents.
Yeah. Charlie, let's ask him what it sounded like. Can you do a reenactment for us?
Yeah, what did it sound like?
You know, I don't think I want to do that. It's just going to, like, reopen that scar.
That's what we have to do.
This is part of your therapy.
Part of the therapy. It's exposure therapy. Once you get it out there, you cannot live with these sounds in your head alone. We must all hear them. So
what did it sound like?
What did it sound like?
it was pretty vocal. It was a lot of, I heard a lot of, oh shit.
Oh shit.
And, I heard a lot of that.
I think it was more of a, oh shit.
Who was saying, oh shit?
Yeah.
Mr. or Mrs.?
It was her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of weird if he was saying
I
that.
I went back to the couch that night and I just laid there like a mummy, arms crossed, just eyes wide open, you're staring at the ceiling.
he went back, laid down, eyes wide open, stared at the ceiling, and just thought, oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit.
What song were they doing it to?
You know, I really don't remember.
Was it a modern song?
Really loud, I feel like I making love.
Oh shit.
Sorry, I cut you off.
And then I told my friend that like a few days later. He goes, oh, yeah, they do that all the time. I was like, you listen to that all the time? I was like, what in the world?
Okay.
That, you know,
move out.
Good for them, honestly. How old are they?
I'd say upper 40s.
Upper.
I don't really ask for their age, but yeah, I'd say late 40s.
Good for them, man. You know, they're still, they're married. They're keeping the flame alive.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you it's not like you went to the kitchen for a glass of water and he was mounting her on the counter or anything. You just heard some noises.
Yeah.
You know, I think what could be important is to remember that we're just animals, you know?
We are. And that is a very natural thing to do. We had another caller call in that I believe saw her folks doing
getting it on the porch.
On the
so,
porch.
You know what? Maybe it's good to get over the trauma.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was that one.
Yeah, maybe realizing that your situation ain't so bad.
Yeah. I mean, and you were guest in their home, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that brings up another point. I know... where do you guys stand on the idea of fornication while you have guests in the house? Because there's some people who say, that's fine as long as you keep her down. But other people, they're like, it is disrespectful to be doing the deed while you got guests in the house. Where are you at, Charlie?
Well, Miles, I've stayed at your house before.
Yes.
And?
I would like to plead the fifth and talk about other people.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
What do you think? Do you think it's fine?
I mean, I think your house, your rules. So, I mean, I think his folks were well within their deal. And also, this is a big bonfire party situation. I think once you've had a couple, two, three at the bonfire, it all goes out the window anyway. You can go in with rules, but them rules are going to get broken after a couple shotguns and, you know, some randy thoughts.
I think the more important issue here is that your buddy seems to be pretty chillax about his parents getting it on really loud.
Well, he grew up with it.
I suppose. You know?
It's how he got here. He's like, I'm just thankful I'm here. Yeah. How many kids are in that family?
It's his brother, and then he has like a, what do you call it, like a half-sister or whatever. But, yeah, she's a crackhead. So
okay.
They're not really affiliated anymore.
Huh. Well...
Well, shit.
Yeah, had to go down that road, huh?
But here was another issue.
What's that?
After I went and laid down after hearing that, my buddy's room is right above the couch.
No.
And I heard him doing it with the girl. And I was just like, I can't escape it.
I think we found the root of the problem here, Charlie.
I got...
I got uppercutted and then I got hit with a combo.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I think that there's a deeper issue here that's maybe causing you some trauma.
You're just jealous. Everyone else is getting laid but you, you know?
Yeah. And I think that that's really what this is about.
I think so. Do you have a significant other in your life?
I actually do. I'm in Manhattan, Kansas right now visiting her.
Oh, well, good for you.
She just lives there? Is she live with her parents? What's
she's
that?
She's going to school at K-State.
Okay.
She's a student at K-State.
Well, what does she think about the situation? Does she think that it's fine? Is she on your side? Where is she at?
You know, I don't think I ever told her.
Okay.
I appreciate that you know.
Now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, that you've confided this in us, you know, that you've trusted us with this important info.
Did you? Well, talk to me about the next day. So you got oh shits and oh yeahs going all around you while you're trying to sleep on that couch. Sun comes up the next morning.
I heard a little bit of slapping in the ass too.
Oh my gosh.
Good Lord!
Yeah.
Now, when you were sleeping on that couch, did the thought go through your mind that couch probably had been used for more than just sitting?
Yeah.
You know?
That all,
actually, now that you say that.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit, that's not an ice cream stain on the couch like they told me.
Just slept outside.
Yeah.
With the couch.
You know, I think you should be thankful, honestly. And I tell you a quick story. My uncle had his buddy staying over at my grandparents' house, and he got up to take a tinkle in the middle of the night, and he got lost in the house, went in the wrong room, went into my grandparents' room, crawled into bed with them. And ever since then, they called him Wrong Way Tommy. You know, he didn't even stick around for breakfast the next morning.
I would not.
No. No.
No, I had a friend at a party at my house. Like at 2 a.m, I'm passed out. I hear a big thud, like somebody comes falling down the stairs, and I hear my dad yelling and screaming. So I go upstairs. I'm like, what's going on? I thought somebody broke into the house. And he goes, you pissed on my wall. And I'm like, who? He goes, your friend. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, he was drunk and sleepwalking, peed on my dad's wall, and then I had to clean it up.
What was the thud? Was the thud your dad knocking him down the stairs?
No, that was my friend falling down the stairs, running away from my dad.
Okay.
But then the best part is we woke up and we're all sitting around for front row seats. And he's like, hey, guys, we never told him what he did. So my dad walks down and he's like, hey, Pat, and my dad just cussed him out up and down. But he never knew what he did until after we told him. But we let him get the earful first.
You guys are good friends.
Oh
boy. Yeah. Well, do you think this helped? Do those sounds still live rent-free inside your soul?
I think sometimes. The real question is, do I ever bring it up that I heard them doing it to them?
No. That is insane.
Just send them this episode.
Well, the problem is I might hear it again.
Well, just stop sleeping at their house. Yeah. Go home.
Or get a tent. Bring a tent. They got a bunch of land. Bring a tent.
I'm going to make one of the other friends sleep on the couch.
Yeah, you did. If you don't have a bed, you're doing this to yourself.
It's 2023, dude. You can get some noise canceling headphones.
That's
it's not
true.
That hard.
Yeah, those are expensive though.
Should, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Get some like earplugs.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Those are cheap, actually.
Those are. Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, just sleep outside. You just get a tent, dude. Then you find out it's worse out there. He wakes.
They got
he wakes
the windows
up.
Open.
No, he wakes up. There's two bears doing it next to him. I can't get away from this.
Do bears do it
the
at night?
Cows are doing it.
I don't know.
Cows are doing it. Well, huh?
A lot of.
I think I would just stumble over that happened. I would just walk home.
There you go. That's the answer, dude.
Yeah.
I think that'd be my therapy.
When the fire burns down, you walk home.
Mm-hmm. Lesson learned. Yeah. Lesson learned. Kids got to come from somewhere.
I think I just got to stop going over there completely. Just cut ties.
No, don't cut ties.
Don't no, cut they're actually lovely people. They're actually lovely people. They really are. They're very generous.
They are loving people. Yeah, absolutely. They love a lot.
There's no shame in that game. No shame in that game.
So
you guys are right, though. I was in their house.
Yeah. It's not like they were in your house. If they were in your house, it'd be a different story, you know?
And at least they were in their bedroom, not where it could be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, the reasonable expectation of privacy. You know, if you really want to be a nice guy, you really want to solve this problem, I think you offer to add an extra layer of drywall to the to their bedroom. I do a little coupling, put some you put that I think yeah,
no,
it's
no hey
soundproof it,
sleepwalk, piss on his wall, and then you're like, oh well, we gotta replace the sheetrock, and when you rip that sheetrock off, put a lot of insulation, double yep. sheetrock it,
give
there
some space between the sheetrock for that coupling action, you know. Yeah, look up soundproofing. It's an expensive thing, but it sounds like...
I think the bigger thing would be is if I pissed on their wall, I just don't think I'd be invited back over.
Yeah,
that would be a solution.
That would solve it right there. So we've got some options
but
for you.
I enjoy going over there, so...
Well, we appreciate you calling in. You got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Charlie, no.
Just curious.
I don't think I do.
All right. Well, it was nice chit-chatting with you.
Is there anything anybody's been selling?
Someone's looking. Do you have a Yamaha TR230 Blue 2006?
TT230. Yeah. Did you steal one of those?
All right. Well, we're on the lookout for one of those. So if you see one, let us know. Yeah.
Please do.
I will.
Real good.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks
you
for calling well. In. And
all day mowing. So
watch out for those clapping cheeks out there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if I just put my some earbuds in, I think most of that problem solved.
Problem solved. Technology. It's a great thing. All right, Tyson. Well, you have a good one. Tell your friends, folks, we says hi, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Wouldn't that be funny if they were like actually were like they weren't doing the deed, they were like playing like a board game or something,
and she's like oh shit yeah
oh shit
yeah, and then she was winning like oh shit yeah,
or are they playing Yahtzee, you know, something
Yahtzee.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Charlie, I think that's another good episode in the books.
Thanks so, Miles. It's been a pleasure going down this ride with you.
Yes, guys, as always, don't forget to tip your bartender. We love you.
We do.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Real good.